Extracts from Diary, June 15th to July 2nd, 1893. June 15th, 1893. This morning, I was up at 5 o'clock preparing matter for the American mail, which closes at 2 p.m. These monthly mails are a great tax on me because I send off a large amount of matter to different persons. But since the mail has closed, I think of several that I should like to have written to. But I did the best I could, and this is all that is required. Brother Wilson, Sister Tuxford, and Emily visited the warship, and Sister Wilson and I went for a short walk. This morning, I arose at 4 o'clock. Last night, we felt 5 distinct earthquake shocks. This morning at 6 a.m., Brother and Sister Wilson left for Napier. I selected several articles for him to use as required. In the forenoon, I wrote 11 pages, and at 1 o'clock, the livery horse and carriage was at the door to take us to Patone. At 3 o'clock, I spoke in a very comfortable hall in Patone, to a good congregation. I arose to speak on a certain subject, but the Spirit of the Lord led me to speak on another subject, and I spoke for 1 hour and 10 minutes. June 28, 1893. In the afternoon, Sister Tuxford and Emily and I visited Sister Glover, a sister who has been sick for a year. We had a season of prayer with her. We tried to our best ability to take her to Jesus in the arms of our faith and lay the poor soul as best we could at His feet and say, "Pitying, sympathizing Redeemer, heal her of her many maladies. Thou art the chief physician, not only of the soul, but the body as well. Thou art the only one that can apply the balm of Gilead." We encouraged her as best we could and left her feeling quite happy. This is a most beautiful day. At 2 p.m. there was an imposing procession that passed by, doing honor to a gentleman that died very suddenly. There was a band, and over 100 men marching 2 and 2. He is laid away in his narrow earth home to rest until the morning of the resurrection. The hour is coming, in the which all that are in their graves shall come forth, the righteous in the first resurrection, and the wicked in the second. John 5, verse 28-29. This is a solemn thought. Oh, that my life may be hid with Christ in God, that when He who is my life shall appear, I also may appear with Him in glory.